Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the villages at Oak Ridge, and 20th Century Chevy Car Fest and Cruise Inn just around the corner. Today, David Alford is with us, of course, a member of the Car Club, probably better known around the community now as Trevin's dad, though. That's probably the official title you have now, isn't it, David?
That's correct.
Trevin Alford's dad. Boy, that kid is making everybody in this community proud. You got to be a proud dad.
Yes, sir. I sure am. He's a pretty amazing kid.
We were talking before we went on the air. We have no idea where he got that from.
No, I sure don't. He didn't get it from me, I'll tell you that.
It's impressive the pressure that they have. And what, 13, 14 years old?
He's 13 years old. He just turned 13 last month, so he was 12 when it all aired.
That kind of pressure on national television, and it doesn't even faze the kid.
Pretty amazing.
Well, we are hoping and praying he continues to go on. Of course, it's back on Monday night, 9 p.m. That is Labor Day. But it will be on Monday night.
Yes, sir.
9 o'clock. So continue to follow Trevin in his quest to be the kids baking champion. But we could talk about that all day, David. We're here to talk a little bit about the big Car Fest and Cruise Inn, September 14th and 15th, Eastside Park in Washington. Your big job is handling the cruise. And boy, we have a great cruise each and every year. This pretty much encompasses the entire city of Washington, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It leaves the east side of town, goes all the way down through the west side of town, and ends up back on the east side of town, so makes a pretty good loop through town.
Everybody along the route gets to enjoy all of these classic cars, and over the years you've seen this thing grow. It was just kind of an idea to kick off your car show several years back, and you thought, well, let's just cruise around town. And you've done several routes along the way, but really feel this one is probably the best one that you've had to date.
Yeah, I believe before I was a member, they actually used to get out on the highway and drive to Petersburg and back.
No kidding?
Yeah, yep, that's what some of the members have told me, and they kind of set the cruise up to go through town, and you got families that they hold their family reunions and just parties, and they'll put birthday parties off. It's a really good event, and I think it's great for the community, gets the cars out, kids out, and just enjoy the weekend.
And you can be a part of this. Everybody's invited to a cruise with the Car Fest and Cruise Inn, but there is one stipulation. You cut it off at 2,000, right?
Yeah. Last year, I believe the cutoff was 2,005. It didn't work out so well. So we cut it back to 2,000 this year and maybe see how that works out for us.
Cars that are 2,000 and older can cruise and are invited to cruise. They just check in out at Eastside Park. What time does the check-in start, registration?
Registration's from 2 to 5.
And that is Saturday, September 14th. And you'll get your spot and then take off on the cruise route and enjoy a great cruise. And then come back for the big car show on Sunday, which is a full day Sunday, too.
Yeah, sure. Registration on Sunday is 8 to noon. I think cars usually start cutting out of there about 4 o'clock or so.
Lots of awards will be presented, hundreds and hundreds of awards each year.
Yeah. I think we have a top 100 with 17 or 18 special prizes. Handmade trophies are really cool.
Got a new band performing Saturday night after the cruise, too. Old and Gold will be on the big stage.
That is correct. They will be.
So come back, bring your lawn chairs, and enjoy the sounds of Old and Gold on the Eastside Park Bandstand Saturday night, September 14th. I want to talk about this car a little bit, David, this giveaway car. My son has already hit me up. He said, Dad, we need to buy some chances. I want that car. That is a sharp ride.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice car. It's a 89 Camaro convertible. I believe it's got pretty low miles on it. I think around 80,000, I think.
Wow.
I haven't had a lot to do with it with everything else that's going on, but looks like a pretty nice car to me.
It is a great ride. I know it's caught my son's eye, so we're going to get our tickets. You can buy those tickets. You've been selling them down at the drawing at the Knights of Columbus each Saturday night. Going to be out at the Turkey Trot selling them out there on the grounds. And then, of course, at the show, you can buy those tickets, too.
Yeah, $5 a piece.
And at the community building, be sure to stop in there on Sunday during the show for the big silent auction as well.
Yeah.
A lot going on. It is the 20th Century Chevy Car Fest and Cruise Inn. It is September 14th and 15th. The cruise is Saturday night. David Alford helping to organize that. Again, registration, what time?
Registration is 2:30 to 5.
And then you got to have Frank's Finally Flaming Chili.
That's correct. We'll have the chili. We normally serve about 700 people on Saturday night, the chili. So the cruise will leave the park promptly at 5:30.
It is the biggest event for Washington each and every year. David, hats off to you and all the Car Club members for making it happen. A lot of work goes into this year-round, And we look forward to the big show. We're proud to be a part of it each and every year here at WAMW. So save the dates, September 14th and 15th, the 20th Century Chevy Car Fest and Cruise In. David Alford, our guest. And David, let's bring home another win Monday night on the Kids Baking Championship, all right?
Well, let's hope so. Lots of prayers.
Absolutely. Best of luck to you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Take 5 for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.